Hello, love. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast to give you super vocabulary and gorgeous grammar for your English life and for a high IELTS score. Rory, I'm a bit stressed out about you living in Russia, yeah? I hope everything will be fine.
Oh, don't worry, Maria. Everything will be great. Do you maybe want me to help you relax a bit?
Yes, please.
On our premium IELTS podcasts, IELTS Speaking for Success Premium, we cover the most recent IELTS speaking topics for all three parts of the IELTS exam. In each episode, we give you model answers and vocabulary to help you get a higher score in your IELTS speaking exam, a Band 9 score. With all that Band 9 baggage, you can relax in the exam and get the high score you want. Click the link in the description of this episode or go to successwithielts.com/premium to listen to free premium and sample episodes. Band 9 score.
Are you feeling better, Maria?
Oh, yes, much better. Thank you. By the way, in IELTS Speaking Part 1, they can ask you questions about relaxing.
Is that a coincidence?
Oh, it's another coincidence on this podcast. What is not a coincidence is that we have Brandon today with us. Brandon, hello.
Hello, Maria. Hello, Rory. Nice to be here.
So, do we have two native speakers here or one is not a native speaker? Because Rory is Scottish. Brandon, do you think Rory is a native speaker?
Of course he is. We're just teasing him.
Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from London in UK. I'm teacher trainer. Currently in Moscow, running a teacher training course, and not coincidentally popped in to see Maria and Rory.
Oh, thank you. We are so happy to have you here, Brandon, with us. And Brandon is the native, super native speaker because he's from England. Wow. So, dear listener, you can enjoy our accents. Brandon, do you have an accent?
Well, if I talk with my friends in London, you'd hear me talk like that, kind of Cockney accent. But my everyday accent, I suppose, is quite neutral.
Queen's English.
No, just kind of neutral.
Rory, would you like to be taught by Brandon?
Why not? Well, we've kind of already done a bit of teaching together, haven't we?
Yeah.
When we did the mock exam.
So, dear listener, welcome into this special episode about relaxing. And in this special episode, Rory is going to ask questions about relaxing and Brandon, is going to give you the answers. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm taking over your role. Ready, Brandon? What do you do to relax?
Well, first I should say I don't have much time to relax nowadays with a new baby, but when I do, I love cycling, and any opportunity I get out on the bike, and it just helps me to switch off and get some good fitness and conditioning into the bargain.
Do you think doing sports is a good way to relax?
I think it depends on the sport. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of combat sports, and possibly not the best way to relax, but nowadays, a bit older, I like more gentle forms of exercise such as cycling, which absolutely helped me to relax.
Do you think a vacation is a good time for you to relax?
Personally speaking, I'm not the most relaxed person. When I go on holiday, I'm constantly thinking about all the airport stuff that you have to do, checking in, making sure you have all your tickets, you haven't forgotten anything. And then it takes me 3 or 4 days to rewind. And then I realise I've got about 4 days left. So I'm not the most relaxed person when it comes to holidays. Some of my friends are. They find it easy to just switch off and lie on a beach. I'm not really one of those people.
Do you think students need more time to relax?
Yeah, I mean, you know, studying is a heavy investment, you know, financially, emotionally, and yeah, it can get quite stressful. So I think, yeah, they do need time to switch off and recharge.
Brendan, thank you for your answers. And Maria was taking some notes while we were doing that, right?
Yeah, I just, I was also liking Brendan's posts and taking notes on his fabulous
language. Being productive.
Yeah, Roy, did you notice anything that Brandon said?
On Brandon's Instagram?
No. In his answers.
Well, I quite liked the opening parts, personally speaking. I've got, like I always say, to tell the truth, speaking honestly, this kind of thing. So it's a good opening part. But the other one was when you said, any opportunity I get, I go on the bike.
Yeah. That's quite nice. Yeah, that's a nice one. And also Brendan used lots of synonyms to like relax.
Yeah.
For example, you said switch off.
Yeah.
So we should relax, we should switch off.
Or recharge.
Also recharge, there we go. Yeah. But you don't have to say recharge my batteries.
No.
Yeah, it's a bit strange,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I need to recharge my batteries. Just like, I need to recharge.
I think people say
reboot.
That.
Reboot.
Yeah, just some people say that. It's quite common.
How can I use it in a sentence?
Well, sometimes you just have to switch off and reboot.
You see, Rory, are you taking notes? Sometimes you have to, Rory. You personally. Rory's beavering away night and day.
It's a phrasal verb.
Wow. Oh, Brendan, did you know that we have created a podcast on phrasal verbs?
I wasn't aware of that.
No, Rory, tell him.
You've got to go to successwithielts.com/podcourses.
I shall check it out.
Oh, it's another phrasal verb. And now I have to say the website address again. No, I'm not going to do it. That's way too high an investment in terms of advertising. And on the subject of investment, I think you said that something was a heavy investment, right?
Yeah, I said, you know, being a student is a heavy investment, both financially, emotionally.
Nice. That's why you have to recharge and reboot.
Yes, because you put so much into being a student that you, like, well, you just basically said it yourself. You have to spend a lot of time studying. You have to, well, take the time and put together the resources. So it's a big investment. It's like, yeah. Imagine your resources are money. You invest them.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. Also, another one is rewind.
Mm-hmm.
You said rewind. Yeah. The same as relax, right?
Well,
so I need to rewind.
I think sometimes if I'm using the word rewind, I'm saying, you know, things are going on and on and on a constant loop. Just rewind, sit back and relax.
Yeah.
Oh, I took that a totally different way. I thought you were meaning like to get yourself back into the mindset of working. Because like unwind is relax and rewind is wind yourself
I think,
again.
You know, you probably use them interchangeably.
Oh, yeah.
Also, another one is unwind. You need to unwind.
Yeah.
We need to unwind. Let's go to a bar or a pub
let's.
For you.
Oh, let's not. It's only 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we're recording in the afternoon. So, yeah, I need to rewind. I usually rewind at the weekend. And rewind is an interesting word because it's like W-I-N-D. But we don't say wind. We say rewind. Or unwind, right? A nice one was when it comes to sports.
Yes.
Right? When it comes to, I don't know, relaxing, when it comes to vacation, I'm not a relaxed person. So that's a synonym, right? So relaxing, to relax, and then I'm not a relaxed person. And then I really enjoy this one. Like, I prefer a gentle form of exercise. Yes, bro?
Because I'm old.
Oh, you're not. How old are you? Is Rory older than you?
I know. I doubt it.
I just look older, which is almost as bad.
Yeah, but Brendan is in a good shape, so he cycles every day.
I try.
He tries to cycle. Yeah, every day. So this is like a gentle form of exercise. But you said like I used to do combat sports.
Combat sports, yeah,
right.
When I was
what
younger.
What kind of combat sports?
Karate mostly. Messed about with boxing and judo.
Oh, nice.
You're dangerous.
No, I'm a pussycat.
How many, like, well, I don't know what they're called, grades in jiu-jitsu, but I guess it's belt dans in karate, right?
Yeah, I'm desperate, Dan.
Do you have a belt? Like a black belt?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a belt?
Yeah.
What belt do you have?
That one.
You have a black belt?
Yeah.
Oh my god, really? That's cool.
Wow, we have a professional what?
If you currently, if you have a black belt, do you not have to register yourself as being armed or something
and
like
let
that?
Let people know where I live? No, thank you.
No, but like I have a friend who...
I think it's an apocryphal kind of story.
Really?
Yes.
I had a friend who had a black belt and he said he had to like register with the police or something like that.
No,
you don't have to do that.
No.
I've been lied to. That's not cool.
So, Rory, if we go out at night with Brendan, we should feel absolutely safe.
Well, unless we're on the wrong side of Brendan, then I won't feel safe.
And you.
No, karate makes you fit enough to run away.
Okay. Cool. Dennis, now you know. All right. You know, I've been doing some research on relaxation and how to relax. And did you know that some chocolate helps you to kick back? Kick back or
how
relax?
How much chocolate?
How much chocolate? Well, some chocolate.
How
you
much
know?
Is some?
Oh, dark chocolate.
Oh, I don't want dark chocolate.
You have to eat dark chocolate, and dark chocolate boosts your brain health and it reduces stress. Brendan, do you believe in all this nonsense about dark chocolate?
Well, I think there's a quote, let food be your medicine. So I don't necessarily know about chocolate, but I do know that some foods make me feel much more relaxed. Apparently, turkey helps you to sleep. If you, at night.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, apparently it's a food that releases some kind of chemical that helps you to sleep at night.
Really?
And that's
Are you joking?
No,
you're joking,
and if
right?
you think about, if you've ever had Christmas dinner in a British home, you know, half an hour after dinner, everybody's just laid out flat on the sofa snoring with James Bond on the TV.
So, and the Queen.
We put that down to the turkey, and don't tell everybody about the 20 cans of beer you've had.
Is that not just food in general, though? Doesn't eating lower your blood pressure?
I suppose it depends what kind of food. Or something.
Although, like, you're right about Christmas dinner. Everybody yeah. falls asleep after that.
Cool. So, turkey for Brendan, Rory for you.
For
Which
Christmas dinner?
Food, no, not Christmas dinner. Which food relaxes you? And do you agree that dark chocolate could help you to relax, to kick back?
I don't know. I thought it was just any food that you ate lowered your blood pressure. I guess the only thing that wouldn't do that would be anything with caffeine in it. Like if you have a coffee cake, for example.
I've got a theory about it.
Go ahead.
You do?
I think you can eat all the most unhealthy rubbish you want.
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel happy,
yes.
you're going to feel relaxed.
Exactly. I totally agree, Brandon. Yeah.
Is that where we're going to McDonald's after this?
We are going to McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
We're going to pig out at McDonald's. Rory's favorite place now, by the way. Mm-hmm. Rory, do you still work out?
Yeah, well, I have to
instructor.
Because I eat so much McDonald's.
Back to like a kickback thing. So, do you use the verb to kick back?
You do, yeah.
Okay, give me a sentence.
Well, I was going to say kickback has got two meanings. Like to kick, you kick back and relax. Yeah. Like, but it also is it not connected to corruption
yeah, bribery,
as well?
To offer kickbacks,
bribes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, true.
Yeah. I think chill out is more common than kickback mm-hmm. in terms yeah. of relaxation. But yeah, you can offer kickbacks as a bribe.
Mm-hmm. Not in Russia, though. That would never happen anywhere in this country.
No, we don't do that. No. Oh, right. Okay. Have you ever heard the word chillax?
I've heard it before,
chillax.
But ironically...
Chillax.
This is a portmanteau word.
Right.
I'm just trying to sound clever, right? Combination of two parts of a word.
Yeah, so like relax and chill, chillax. Like breakfast, brunch, yes. Okay, well done, Maria. Breakfast and lunch...
Brunch.
Yeah, podcast and course. Yeah. Okay. Right. One more thing that I have for you. Saying your ABCs backwards helps you to relax and stop worrying about things.
Is that because you're worried?
It shifts your focus from worrying. Do you agree?
So that's because you're worried about something else.
Oh, I would imagine myself getting very stressed trying to do that.
Really?
You know, with all the stopping and starting and getting frustrated.
I can do just like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but like backward.
We could probably do it backwards if we had enough time and a piece mm-hmm. of paper.
Okay, people. So, Brendan and Rory, tell me, if you had to choose a new activity to relax, what would it be? But it should be something that you've never done before and you think that it might relax you.
I can imagine sailing being quite relaxing. Yeah, I've always wanted to try it. I can remember being in Greece and going from Athens to two of the local Greek islands, and I just thought it's so relaxed and so
soothing.
Yeah, there was something soothing about it.
Water soothes you. This is a very good word, like soothe, to calm you down, right? Yeah. So the water and the colors of the water are soothing.
Yeah.
Nice, Brendan the sailor. Nice. Okay. Cool.
I can imagine it being really relaxing.
Well, I've had it on my to-do list for years now to learn how to meditate, and I never quite get around to it. I don't know why I never get around to it. Well, I know exactly why I don't get around to it, because there's always so much else to do.
But this app is really good in that, you know, it says you can just take 10 deep breaths, you know, and that's meditation.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So, Rory, you've never got around to it. which means like you haven't started it, but you wanted to.
Yes.
Hmm. And Brendan, you're saying that he has just to take 10 breaths.
That's a start. Just, you know, sit down, relax, take 10 deep breaths, and then you feel rejuvenized.
Mm-hmm. Rejuvenized.
Is that another portmanteau?
Okay. So kind of like young again. Okay. But do you think like 10 breaths is going to be enough for this Scottish face who's yawning right now?
I think I'm going to need like an oxygen tank, to be honest with you.
Okay, cool. So meditation for you, Rory, and then sailing for you.
Sailing is cool.
What about you, Maria?
Eating.
Eating. You've never eaten before.
Eating exotic food that I've never eaten before relaxes me, and going to some fancy restaurant.
Haggis?
And no, fancy.
Why wouldn't you eat haggis?
No, for example, yesterday I went to a restaurant and they have this artificial intelligence which creates food. Dear listener, have you ever heard that? That I've artificial intelligence creates food.
Genetically modified food.
Oh,
but not,
is
no,
that, genetically that's the modified. One in, there's one in Moscow. Yeah, I've heard,
yes,
I've heard
of
it.
In Moscow we have this place, it's called She. Now it's the promotion of this place. Yeah, it was amazing. So these things relax me.
Cool.
You don't understand that, Brendan, right?
There's so much I've got to do before I leave.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you for your English nativeness, speakiness. Thank you, Rory. Thank you for asking questions and just being with us.
That's okay.
Dear listener, we hope that you've enjoyed this episode and now you know some nice synonyms. You can read the script and find out even more. Brendan is all over Facebook and is on Instagram, so the link to his profiles is going to be in the description, right, Brendan?
Okay.
And now Rory's going to talk about our social media, dear listener.
Yes, you can find us on Telegram and Instagram and Facebook as well, actually. We're on Facebook.
We're everywhere. Uh-huh.
We are everywhere. And we also have our own social media pages. It's important to point out, Brendan's all over his Instagram, but he's also on my Instagram. We mentioned doing a mock exam, but we didn't actually say where it was. And it's on my Instagram. It's one of the videos.
He was a very good exam candidate, I have to say.
I did as I was told.
Yes. Okay, shall we say goodbye altogether?
Yes. Hopefully everybody enjoyed our relaxing answers.
1, 2, 3. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. What do you do to relax?
Well, first I should say I don't have much time to relax nowadays with a new baby. But when I do, I love cycling. And any opportunity I get out on the bike, and it just helps me to switch off and get some good fitness and conditioning into the bargain.
Do you think doing sports is a good way to relax?
I think it depends on the sport. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of combat sports, and possibly not the best way to relax. But nowadays, a bit older, I like more gentle forms of exercise, such as cycling, which, yeah, absolutely helped me to relax.
Do you think a vacation is a good time for you to relax?
Personally speaking, I'm not the most relaxed person when I go on holiday. I'm constantly thinking about all the airport stuff that you have to do, checking in, making sure you have all your tickets, you haven't forgotten anything. And then it takes me 3 or 4 days to rewind. And then I realize I've got about 4 days left. So I'm not the most relaxed person when it comes to holidays. Some of my friends are. They find it easy to just switch off and lie on a beach. I'm not really one of those people.
Do you think students need more time to relax?
Yeah, I mean, you know, studying is a heavy investment, you know, financially, emotionally, and yeah, it can get quite stressful. So I think, yeah, they do need time to switch off and recharge.